In high school, advanced placement classes are traditionally the domain of the best students who want an extra challenge. Now, Washington lawmakers are considering legislation based on a policy in the Federal Way school district that puts all kids who meet basic standards into AP and other advanced classes. The goal is to make more low-income kids of color ready for college. But as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, some researchers say the plan could backfire.
In this AP English class at Decatur High School in Federal Way, students are competing to see which group can define the most vocab words.
A 14-line lyric poem consisting of two parts, the octave, first 8 lines, and the sestet, last 6 lines. There's a weird word. I've never heard of this in my life.
They're talking about a Petrarchan sonnet.
I've never heard of that.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big word.
Along with big words, AP classes are designed to expose kids to the fast pace and rigor of college classes. At the end of the semester, students can take the official AP test that can qualify them for college credit for the class. As in many school districts, the kids in Federal Way's AP classes had long tended to be the wealthier white and Asian students, the ones already headed to college. 3 years ago, the district decided to change that.
This is about sorting. This is about elitism. This is about institutional racism. Whether intended or not, that's what happens.
That's Federal Way Superintendent Rob New. He says under the new district policy, nearly every middle and high school student in Federal Way who meets the state or district standards in a subject now gets automatically enrolled into AP or other accelerated classes.
And by doing so, when they experience that success in the classes that they didn't think they belonged in, we believe that we're changing their trajectory. And so now students that were not thinking about going on to college are not only thinking about it, but they are doing it.
Students can opt out of advanced classes with their parents' permission, but New says few do. Now 70% of Federal Way High School students are in advanced classes like AP, and most of them are passing the classes. Edwin Rota is a senior at Decatur High. He says he was worried when the first AP class showed up on his schedule.
At first, I remember me and my group of friends, when we were signed up for that AP World History class for the first time, we were all just thinking about switching out, but then we tried it. We stayed in for like 2 weeks, and I think only one of my friends got out of it. And so like there's still 5 of us that stayed in, but we just like the fast pace more.
Rota says he passed AP World History and the AP test, but he wasn't as lucky on his second AP class. He had to take AP Biology twice, and he still failed the AP test. In fact, most kids in Federal Way schools fail their AP tests. The passing rate last school year was just 36%, compared to 56% nationwide. Walter Parker is a professor of education and political science at the University of Washington. He studies the effects of boosting enrollment in AP classes. Parker says it's a laudable goal to get more poor kids and kids of color ready for college. But he says if kids aren't getting the support they need to succeed, it can send the wrong message.
So for every student who concludes, yes, I can do this, I can do college-level work, there's a student who concludes, well, I can't really do this, I must not be cut out for college. We have to worry about whether or not that's the kind of identity development we want in adolescence.
Despite Federal Way's low AP test passing rate, Republican State Senator Steve Litzo says he thinks every district in the state should follow Federal Way's lead. Litzo is chair of the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. He's co-sponsored a bill that would require districts to enroll all high school students who've passed state tests or easier classes into accelerated classes like AP. That could be expensive for districts. For instance, AP tests are about $90 each, and Federal Way covers test fees for its students. But Senator Litzo says the bill would provide financial incentives for districts where the most students successfully complete the courses, and funding for districts that lack accelerated options.
I think every kid's capable of doing this level of work. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. They're going to have to work hard. We're going to have some great teachers in there helping them. But I think every kid's capable of it.
And Litzo says the job market these days requires more education than ever. But education researcher Walter Parker says policies like this should be left up to school districts to decide for themselves.
If Federal Way is finding it successful and having this debate about it internally, that's one thing. But to have the state mandating this across the hundreds of school districts in the state from Twisp to Bellevue doesn't strike me as a good idea.
The idea appears to be popular with many lawmakers, though. The Senate Academic Acceleration Bill has bipartisan support, and Senator Lizzo says it's been relatively uncontroversial. A companion bill is moving through the State House. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.